versus, versus, versus. We prefer you fight, not for our fair hearts, but for our pleasure. To awaken us, yes. Because we feel vibration in the burrow somewhere, yes. Believe a change comes to us by watching you. Brief vision of our lives reduced to plot. Who got shot or gave another shit and where, how bad, and why? Who eviscerated whom on YouTube for our pleasure? At best, we fight ungrammatical constructions in the listserv or redevelopment in the subdivision. These construction plans are not what we imagined when we voted to close the school. The lots are too small, the homes they'll build too cheap. We can't know who will immigrate and find us in our havens, watching Libyan cities burn on television. Our burning isn't esophageal, fixable with a pill or by going gluten-free. Instead, it's 1987. It scarred something into us that's lived for 30 years, burrowed in the lining of the heart. Like the loan we took out to pay the interest on our loans, it too accrues without our thought. The shadow on the lung shows up long enough after Fukushima to make it hard to prove causation. Our hearts are landscapes, though we don't often believe in them. Landscapes can be laid to waste by the making of a film. We thinned out 100 miles of jungle to make the scene believable. 30 years on, you can still tell the location from the air. In the projector room, we switch the reel invisibly. In the electric room, our hearts are working hard. We're getting hard watching light move across our men. We're bewitched by the action on the screen. Maybe we were always hard but couldn't tell until you showed us what it meant. I mean means. It still echoes through our lives. I hear it everywhere in our mouths as we talk to wives or sparring partners, believers, lovers. Hover outside our windows some night after dark and try to decode our fight's grammar. What happened to the hammer I was using earlier? I certainly didn't move it or leave it there. It didn't move itself. The neighbors didn't take it, nor the baby. It's like you never listened to me. It's like you don't love me and you don't know me at all.